the great thing about this city is, yeah, it gets a bad rap sometimes. With the crime, you guys know we talk about it because it's the news, but oftentimes there are many more good things about this city that gets the exposure from our media and news cycles. And we want to bring you this story. Really, it started rough for folks in the Whitehaven area, residents there who are fond of going to the Southland Mall around this time of year. But it's ending with a happier ending. And we want to go to someone who has been involved from the get-go to make this a Christmas ending and a Christmas miracle. And that would be Jason Sharif, founder and president, CEO of Respect the Haven CDC. He joins us on our phone lines this morning. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. So walk us through this story, the history of Southlands Mall's 40-foot-tall Christmas tree, because that's the original. Then when it came down, and why did it come down in the first place, Jason?
Yes. Of course, you know, Southland Mall, just to give you some historical perspective, it's the first enclosed mall ever built in the city of Memphis. It was built back in 1966, so it's the first mall ever before the Old Court Mall of Memphis, Wolf Chase. You know, so that's number one. You know, I grew up in Whitehaven in the 80s and the 90s. That's when they began, you know, the Christmas tree lighting and the big, huge Christmas tree that was in the front of the Southland Mall. It ended around 2017. The last time they had that tree in front of the Southland Mall was in 2017. Now, keep in mind, I moved from Memphis in 2006. I was gone from 2006. 2019, so I just moved back home. Talking to the Southland Mall manager, the 40-foot tree was taken down in 2017. Somehow it was damaged over the years. I don't know if it was vandalized or wear or tear, but that tree is damaged. So after having no tree from 2017 to 2022, he decided, you know, he found another tree. I don't know if he paid it out of his own money or whatever, but he put that tree up last Monday, and it was just a, you know, backlash from the community. They began criticizing it, comparing it to the old 40-foot tree. And so he just ended up taking it down on last Wednesday and said that he wasn't going to replace it or do anything for Christmas.
And I've read reports by store management who you're referring to, and some are saying, you know, the mall is chaos. You know, kids not doing great things in bathrooms, people stealing from the mall. I mean, you're very familiar with that area. It's a good area. You know, there is faith and people like you that have faith and want to restore that in the community. Did you think that the destroyed tree is kind of symbolic of a community that's been left behind, Jason?
I wouldn't say that per se. Yeah, the mall has its problem, but you know, I would say that the Southland Mall is experiencing the same problems that Old Court Mall and Wolf Chase Mall is experiencing. You know, they're having trouble with, you know, vandalisms and thefts and teenagers. So Southland Mall is not, you know, it has its issues, but it's not. You know, it's not like any other issues at any other malls. But yeah, you know, Southland Mall is financially struggling. Of course, Whitehaven has been disinvested over the years. You know, when I moved back home in 2019, I actually moved back home to help take care of my elderly grandfather. So I ended up moving back into my childhood home in Whitehaven. Because, you know, I always tell people all the time, if I had to move back to Memphis just to move back to Memphis, I'm just going to be honest with you, I probably would have moved to Bartlett or Germantown. But the fact that I ended up, you know, moving back home to Whitehaven, moving back in my childhood home and driving around Whitehaven every day, seeing the disinvestment, seeing the change from when I was a child growing up, that's what inspired me to start this community development corporation called Respect the Haven CDC.
And we're speaking to the president and founder of Respect the Haven. Jason Sharif joins us. Now, you've walked us through kind of the chaos that unfolded, and really where you left off was last Wednesday. A lot of backlash against the mall, different residents in the area calling it the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, Jason. And that's where you stepped in with a brilliant idea, but it was a tall dream. And what happened since?
All right, well, it wasn't my idea. The story gets better. So around Wednesday morning around 1-2 o'clock in the morning, I was like, let me just go look at this tree and see what everybody's talking about. So, you know, because I was leaving Taco Bell, that's why I was up so late. So I go to the Southland Mall parking lot. I take a picture of the tree and I post it on Facebook. So like again, it's 1-2 o'clock in the morning. I wake up 6-7 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting phone calls and text messages. The tree is gone. You know, you were the last person to see the tree. What did you do with the tree? I'm like, I didn't touch the tree. I don't know nothing about a tree being gone. And so, you know, I called the Southland Mall manager and asked him, you know, what happened to the tree? And he said he took the tree down. So I get on Facebook and say, look, the Southland Mall manager took the tree down. That's what happened to the tree. He took it down because y'all was complaining about it. Well, is he gonna put another one up? I said no. He said, well, we'll donate to get another tree. I said, oh, okay. Well, you know, well, can you help put it together? And I'm like, look, I'm a Muslim. I don't even have a dog in a fight. I don't even celebrate Christmas. They like, but no, but you respect the Haven. You represent White Haven. So that's how I went from waking up in the morning being accused of taking the tree to being in charge of helping get a new one. So Vincent McCaskill, he's the president and CEO of School Seed Foundation. School Seed Foundation go around and raise money for different projects for Memphis Shelby County Schools. He recently raised $7 million in Whitehaven for the new Whitehaven High School STEM building that we're building. So he contacted me and said, look, man, we normally don't take on projects like these, but we'll take on this project, you know, your donation, and we'll, you know, handle the donation link. I'll set the donation link up for you. And we will incur the cost of the transaction fees, so don't worry about that. So that's how we got the donation link, is through a third party School Seed Foundation, no cash out, no GoFundMe, you know, a legit. Yeah. Reliable third-party donation. And then, you know, I got my friend, one of my other community partners, Kizzy Dunlap. She has an organization, the Walker Homes, which is a neighborhood next to Whitehaven. So I said, look, you're going to have to get with me and help me find, you know, shop for this Christmas tree, because I don't know nothing about shopping for a Christmas tree. So while we was online looking for trees, I had another community partner named Jerry Price. We do a lot of great work in Whitehaven in the city of Memphis. I think he's running for city council now. And Jerry called me and said, you know, I found a woman in Collierville. She has a tree. It's worth $30,000, but she's willing to sell it for $18,000. I said, okay, well, how much would it cost to deliver it, the decoration, take it up, take it down, the storage, all that? He said, well, let me call her back and I'll get back with you. And then, so he called me back and he said, well, she says she'll do everything for $24,000. I said, well, okay, deal. You know, because all the other trees we was looking for was out of state. I said, okay, let's go with this one. So $24,000. Now, what's crazy, the original goal that we put on our donation was $40,000. And everybody, $40,000, that's too much money. We can't do $40,000. I said, look, it's 50,000 people in Whitehaven. If just 2,000 people gave $20, that's $40,000. So it can be done. Y'all not looking at this correctly. You know, don't look at $40,000. It can be raised. Well, you need to go to the city council. You need to go to the county commission. I said, no, I'm going to the community. I'm going to show the community what we can do if we come together. Because we can change our community overnight with no outside help. If we learn how to come together and unite, and this can be done. And we started this fundraiser Wednesday, 4 p.m., the day before Thanksgiving, over a long Thanksgiving holiday. And here we are Monday morning with over $15,000. We got less than $9,000 to raise. And then I have two meetings with two corporate sponsors today who might even match our donation dollar for dollar. So I'm already claiming this and saying that we have the money.
Wow. $15,000 looking at your site here. And I'll encourage people right now, if you want to be part in Operation Safe Christmas in Whitehaven. Go to this website. It's ignite.schoolseed.org. Again, that's ignite.schoolseed.org. And it's fascinating. It's a beautiful story. And really, you're so close. And it's people like you, but really the entire community, like you said, Jason, coming together, stepping up to not just build a Christmas tree, right? I think it's a little bit more than that. It's restoring that respect for the community in Whitehaven.
And what's so crazy is what everybody is pointing out, you have a Muslim who is leading this effort. So it got to be more, so it got to be bigger for me as a community leader, as someone who represents Whitehaven. So I have to represent my whole, I don't represent myself, I represent my community. So that you a Muslim, you don't even celebrate Christmas, why are you taking the lead in this? It's because I'm a Whitehaven community leader, and they came to me and asked me to assist them with this. And this is bigger than Christmas, this is bigger than a Christmas tree. This is, like you said, Whitehaven has been disinvested for so long. It's been so much low spirit and low morale in Whitehaven because of the disinvestment.
Yeah.
And that's why we're saying we're coming back to bring Whitehaven back, to restore Whitehaven. This whole phrase, respect the Haven, that started at Whitehaven High School with Coach Rodney Salisbury, who is the head coach of the Whitehaven football team. He's also the vice chairman of my board of directors. And so he started that phrase in Whitehaven with the Whitehaven football team, respect the Haven. We took that phrase to represent the whole community.
That's incredible. Respect the Haven. Jason Sharif, excuse me, founder and president and CEO of Respect the Haven, joining us. We appreciate you, Jason, for your incredible work. Thank you.
All right, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share Whitehaven's story.
All right, we appreciate him.